Now, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has called on Russia to end the violence in eastern Ukraine. Have a listen.
It is necessary for Russia to take the first steps to de-escalate the situation in the east part of Ukraine, in particular by respecting the ceasefire, by pulling back the heavy weapons and allowing the OSCE observers to carry out their responsibilities. And we call on them again to immediately call on their proxies to cease the violence that is ongoing in east Ukraine.
Tillerson was speaking at a joint presser with the Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko in Kiev. Top American diplomat said restoring Ukraine's territorial integrity and sovereignty is a primary goal of the U.S. He also warned that the U.S. and EU sanctions against Russia will remain in place until Moscow reverses its policies in Ukraine. Penalties have been imposed on the Kremlin over its alleged interference in the Ukraine crisis. Russia denies the allegations and accuses Ukraine of violating a 2014 ceasefire deal, which calls for a halt to violence in the country's volatile east. And now we're going to swing over to Rhode Island in the U.S., where we're joined by Mr. Vladimir Goldstein, lecturer at Brown University. Hello, sir, and thank you for joining us in the program. Now, it seems like Donald Trump seemed pretty optimistic after he met with the Russian president, but then we get flip-flops. Rex Tillerson says one thing, Trump says another. Where does the U.S. stand on the Ukraine crisis? It seems at times very stern. At times, it seems compromising. Your thoughts?
Well, it's a typical Trump, President Trump situation. He's known to conduct business in a particular way, to create chaos, to send opposite messages. So unfortunately, we're seeing that in the situation with Ukraine. First, some kind of, you know, rather positive take on Russia and let's look forward. Now, he, you know, Rex Tillerson goes to Kyiv and it seems like he doesn't want to look forward and he wants to look backward. So it's very hard to judge now. Maybe this is just words. Maybe Trump does want to make an impression that he immediately wants to change drastically the course because, you know, situation, domestic situation is tricky. He's been accused for listening to Russia too much, for being in the Russian pocket. So maybe he's playing the game, maybe not. It remains to be seen. What is a little bit disturbing about Rex Tillerson's speech is there are two things. One, that United States appointed a special envoy to monitor the Minsk agreement named Kurt Volker, and he is more or less a very anti-Russian person, pro-NATO person, who keeps on pushing this line that Russia is behind all the troubles in Ukraine. Not Ukraine, not Kyiv, not that this is a complex situation, not that, you know, both sides should sit at the negotiation. It's Russia's fault. So today, Rex Tillerson kind of repeated this line. We call on Russia to start acting. We want Russia sort of to call its proxies from eastern Ukraine. But what's going on in eastern Ukraine is Kyiv keeps on bombarding it, keeps on destroying. They always talk about 10,000 people killed. Most of these people were civilians in eastern Ukraine. So this is a complex situation. But, you know, it looks like Tillerson get back with the same old rhetoric. So we have to see. It's unclear.
And my next question to you, my last question to you, sir, the stalemate, this political stalemate, it seems like it's a hurdle that we have to get across in order for Washington and Moscow to ultimately be able to work together and cooperate and coordinate efforts in other more pressing matters throughout the world. So what can be done to get across and get through this issue of Ukraine between Washington and Moscow?
I'm not sure Ukraine is such a important issue. Russia deals with the sanctions very well. They knew that sanctions are not going to be lifted. So my feeling is that this crisis might continue. There is a possibility that this new envoy, Kurt Volker, would actually put pressure on both sides that they will sit down and negotiate. But even if they don't, I don't see it as the end of all relationship. Russia and you know, United States can cooperate in Syria, can cooperate in other matters, and they might just, you know, continue with the same rhetoric, blaming each other in Ukraine without moving anywhere. What's important to stress is Russia is not that much, you know, afraid of the sanctions. They are doing very well, you know, in agricultural or other spheres. So it's not the end of the world, the sanctions.
Thanks for joining us, Professor. That's Professor Vladimir Goldstein joining us out of Brown University, lecturer from Rhode Island.